I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On this International Day of Innocent Children's Victims of Aggression, would you pray for kids who are living in the shadow of war and trauma?
Christ has a heart for children, and I believe that we as believers also should care for, as we call them, and as Scripture has said, the least of these.
Joe Willey of Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the MENA region, points out that the Middle East is a composite of countries with varying degrees of conflict. For many kids, that means growing up against the backdrop of accumulated trauma.
There is such a need for many millions of children in the Middle East and North Africa to deal with the trauma of conflict and warfare.
Sat7 Kids programs address this from a biblical standpoint.
Really, Sat7 is bringing hope and comfort, and it is the hope of the gospel.
Content is designed to be a discipleship program for Christians, but trust is being built even among Muslim communities. Head to our website to learn more. Then catch the contrast of this scene. At a prison in Honduras where violence and hopelessness reigns, a Mission Cry shipment of over 1,000 Bibles arrives. Reverend Jason Wolford with Mission Cry.
The prisoners gathered in the courtyard and they were able to get a copy of a Bible and they were able to do worship songs. Our missionaries were able to share the salvation message with them and witness them reading their very own Bible.
Wolford says that beautiful moments like these happen with Mission Cry partners worldwide. If you know Christ, consider how the gospel has transformed your life. God can do the same work in a prisoner's life and family. More Bibles await sponsorship at Mission Cry, so if you want to partner or pray, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.